Latido de lunes a jueves. You
the Safari Park. You're killing me, Larry.
Larry, fucking Larry.
Larry from That Larry Show.
For men with balls.
Take off your pants.
Larry, get into bed now.
Larry.
Larry. Larry.
When America was still America, the guiding principle was equal opportunity. That everybody, regardless of their heritage or religion or whatever, could get a fair shot at pursuing their own goals. And that was a great idea that worked pretty well. The Marxist filth, which always operates through lies and head fakes on the masses who are too dumb to understand or too busy to notice, well, they've pulled a terrifying switcheroo. They've substituted the word equity for equality. Few people are aware of this. So instead of allowing people to make their own dreams come true through hard work and innovation, government will make everyone's dream come true through the ersatz magic of wealth redistribution. There's another Marxist term right there. It's not redistribution, it's robbery. They'll take what you have by force. Non-payment of taxes will land you in jail, and they will give it to others in the name of equity. Equality is out, equity is in. And they've made equity a synonym for justice. Yeah, the word justice has been co-opted and perverted by Marxist filth. Justice formerly only referred to criminal justice. Now justice has been expanded and compressed into an aerosol can which Marxist filth sprays onto anything. Of late, we see nonsensical phrases like climate justice. Is that about prosecuting clouds? Oh no. It's about prosecuting corporations for their environmental transgressions, whether real or invented, and with no statute of limitations. This scam is not new. When it began, victims called it green mail because it's a form of extortion. Oil companies and manufacturers foolishly paid off the extortionists, and now Marx's cockroaches have rebranded green mail climate justice to the delight of mouth-breathing morons. And since Marxist filth has infested politics, federal, state, and local governments are the enforcers of climate justice. Of course, ExxonMobil and General Motors are unconcerned about paying green mail extortion. They simply pass the expense on to consumers. But the green mailers, who are all ASTCOs, by the way, that's assholes seeking to control others, they have not stopped at big business. They want you to comply with their demands and kowtow to their authority. All around the nation, they're imposing their will on people. People who work real jobs, not the bullshit boat ride jobs of government and education. And people who work real, demanding jobs that actually contribute something to mankind, like food, energy, transportation, stuff you really need. Well, those jobs keep them too busy to monitor the Marxist filth that's working to ruin their lives. In Los Angeles, which has been destroyed by Marxist filth, the city council recently outlawed cooking with gas, or heating with gas, or drying your clothes with gas, or making hot water with gas. Natural gas is, in fact, very environmentally friendly, but not according to green mailers and the Marxist cockroaches that comprise the Los Angeles City Council. This is the same Los Angeles City Council which some years back declared a weekend moratorium on murder. That's right, a weekend moratorium on murder by decree of 15 worthless parasite career politicians who fucked this city to a parade rest. And they were too stupid to recognize the humor of the decree, as if murder wasn't already illegal, and then to double declare it illegal, but just for the weekend. Like a ceasefire. After that, let the killing resume. Well, apparently people didn't get the message, or they said, fuck you, city council, because that weekend saw a substantial spike in murders. So let that story frame your opinion of those assholes, all 15 of which are Democrats and two of which are Democratic Socialists. Yeah, we're talking Marxists. One of those Democratic Socialist parasites who spearheaded the ban on gas-powered appliances is named Nithya Raman. She's quite a piece of work. One might call her an international woman of mystery. Have you ever seen a Wikipedia page that does not include the person's age? Well, hers doesn't. Why not? Maybe she's got some vanity issues. Can't ask a woman her age, even when you pay her salary, which as of 2020 was a tidy $207,000 a year. As always with political parasites, deception is the rule, and transparency, well, that's just a word. The council meets only 3 days a week. Attendance is not mandatory. That pencils out to just about $1,500 per meeting. Do you make $1,500 per meeting? And working only 3 days a week? But maybe, those meetings are really tough, really grueling. Maybe those council people need a little help. Well, no problem. They've got plenty of help. Every city council parasite has assistants, plural. How many? Anywhere from 22 to 36 assistants each. Do you have 22 assistants? Well, maybe you have 36. 58 of those assistants take home over $100,000 a year, and according to Forbes, one of them, Andrew Westall, pocketed $193,886 and out-earned every state governor, except, guess who? That's right, California's chief parasite, douchebag Captain Hair Gel, Gavin Newsom. Yeah. That's the same Gavin Newsom who shut down every restaurant in the name of COVID, except for the winery he co-owns with a Getty. Same Newsom who demanded we wear masks but was photographed maskless at San Francisco's French Laundry restaurant, where dinner for four will run about $2,000. When's the last time you shelled out $2,000 for a dinner? And remember, he's a public servant. He works for the people. But let's get back to City Council mystery woman, Nithya Raman. Not only does her bio lack a birth date or age, the resume is, well, listen for yourself. Quote,
Nithya Raman was born in Kerala, India, and moved to Louisiana at 6 years old.
Doesn't say when.
She earned a bachelor's degree in political theory from Harvard University.
Doesn't say when.
Then a master's degree in urban planning from MIT.
Still doesn't say when. Are you getting the feeling Nithya writes her own Wikipedia page? That was the early life / education part. If it seems short on details, just listen to the detailed highlights of her so-called career. Quote,
after living in the United States for many years,
doesn't say how many,
Raman returned to India and founded the research firm Transparent Chennai.
Now there's some irony of the fuck you variety. This government sponge is as transparent as a lead-lined safe. She allegedly starts something, hard to determine exactly what, and then names it Transparent. Back to Wikipedia. It says,
the firm's goal was...
was is the operative word. Guess it didn't last too long. A search reveals that's now a cricket team with that name. Nothing about her outfits she supposedly founded since 2014. Anyway, Wikipedia goes on with this.
The firm's goal was to improve sanitation in the city of Chennai. Prior to entering politics, Rahman founded and headed a homeless nonprofit in Los Angeles.
Say, what was the name of that homeless nonprofit, and what, if anything, did it achieve? Mysterious Nathaya does not say. The resume ends with her position as executive director of Time's Up Entertainment. What is Time's Up Entertainment? Well, another nonprofit founded in 2018 to take a stand against the Harvey Weinsteins of the world. But then, that kind of depended on who the sexual predator was. If it was somebody Time's Up liked, well then, tough shit on the victims. In a shocking passage of truth, Wikipedia states that, quote,
"The organization came under fire after its leadership's involvement in the attempted cover-up of the Andrew Cuomo sexual harassment allegations."
Then further down the Wikipedia page, we learn that when Tara Reid, who worked in the United States Senate, when she sought help from Time's Up regarding her sexual assault at work, they told her to get lost. Why? Maybe because her attacker was none other than Groper-in-Chief Joe Biden. Ms. Reid was informed by Time's Up that taking her case would threaten their tax-exempt status, given that he was running for office. Reid said she felt betrayed after the organization failed to inform her of their connections with Biden. She saw payments by the Biden campaign to Time's Up as, quote, a way to silence her further from getting her story heard, unquote. But maybe there's another side to City Council mystery woman Nathaya Rahman. Her campaign website would be a great place for her to tell her story, document her resume, list her many achievements, wouldn't it? If you Google her name, you get a very promising hit that says, "Meet Nathaya, Nathaya for the city." Quote,
"I am an urban planner, working mom of preschool-age twins, and an immigrant to America."
Well, that's smart politics. Trot out those vote for me tropes and prove that you are ordinary in every fucking way. Newsflash. Most moms are working moms. Other than Native Americans, we're all immigrants. But about that that urban planning claim, which urban area exactly did she plan? She claims to hold a degree from MIT in urban planning, which also means jack shit. Millions of people have degrees in fields where they have zero professional credits. What are Nathaya's urban planning credits? Well, to find out, just click the link on nayaforthecity.com and, oh, whoa, look at that. There's a padlock graphic and a box to enter a password. That's not very transparent, is it? And this secretive, unqualified, unaccomplished government parasite is telling millions of people in this city how they're going to heat their hot water and dry their clothes and cook their food. $207,000 for that. Maybe she should rename that URL, call it NayaForNaya.com. Another new bullshit Marxist term is educational justice. What is that? It should be the arrest and prosecution for about 90% of people who call themselves educators, not teachers, educators. Because remember, when giving yourself a job title, four syllables is always more impressive to mouth-breathing imbeciles. But again, as climate justice does not prosecute weather, educational justice will never, ever go after any educators, especially the ones in the union. If you search educational justice, one of the first hits you get is a video from Redlands University in Southern California. This brief video is going to explain educational justice.
The University of Redlands School of Education puts such an emphasis on educational justice because it's what we believe. It really is at the core of what we think is necessary to make a better world.
But what is educational justice?
There's not a class that a student will take that doesn't include educational justice.
But what is educational justice?
I didn't want just a school counseling program that allowed me just to get a credential. I really wanted the background of educational justice as its guiding principle.
Thanks for the uptalk. But what the fuck is educational justice?
It's really gonna allow me to go into an institution and look around the tables of decision making and say, who's not here? Who should be here?
Whoa, now we're getting somewhere. Kind of. But still, that's a vague statement. How exactly is he going to determine who is not there? What's on his checklist? Short people? Tall people? Young, old, fat, skinny, hairy, bald? Different eye shapes? Skin colors? He wants to walk into an institution and decide who should or should not be there by the way they look. Isn't that the textbook definition of racism and bigotry? Wonder if that pompous asshole educator knows that. Wonder if all these educators at Redlands College have ever seen the statue of Lady Justice. Did they notice? She's wearing a blindfold. Because real justice is blind.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
Have those assholes at Redlands University heard what that guy just said? Because they're shitting all over his words. Their little video ends with a billboard that reads, "Creating equity is our calling. What's yours?" Well, I have several callings. One of them is calling out worthless, destructive Marxist filth that runs shitholes like Redlands University or the LA City Council. Maybe educational justice is what school superintendent Scott Ziegler did to a parent of a high school student. The man was arrested because he complained about the fact that his daughter was raped at the school by a trans person. Ziegler called the father a liar, said the person who raped his kid simply did not exist. Ziegler knew damn well the rapist existed and that he'd had two sexual assaults under his belt, about which Ziegler did nothing. The rapist was simply transferred to another school. The victim's father was also labeled a domestic terrorist. When Joe heard about it, he whistled up his DOJ attack nematode, Merrick Garland, who got right on the case, set up a task force of federales to deal with parents who dared contradict or question educators. These events occurred in June of 2021. Finally, as of December 2022, Ziegler was fired. Now, at this news, a lot of people are rejoicing, believing finally some real educational justice was served. But was it? You gotta read the fine print, if you can find it. Ziegler was fired, but they declared he was fired without cause. Yeah, without cause. How can that be? He lied. His lies damaged the father and his daughter, a proven sexual predator. Remain in the school system with his knowledge, it seems he may have been protecting that predator. Wouldn't that make Ziegler an accessory? Where are the criminal charges against him? Don't look for them anytime soon. When you read the details of Ziegler's termination deal, sounds like he's just been given early retirement. Ziegler's contract dictates that he will be paid his $323,000 annual salary and compensation for the next year. That compensation includes a $12,000 annual vehicle allowance, health insurance, and retirement benefits. So, sounds like he gets to keep his pension. Does that sound like justice to you? Looks like educators are part of the ever-growing protected classes. One would think that after a national scandal, the Virginia schools would shape up and fly right, mind their P's and Q's, but these people are Marxist filth and they're calling equity. Well, that transcends everything in their lives. Here's the newly elected Virginia governor, Glenn Youngkin, to tell you about their latest adventure in equity.
Now we see in Fairfax County violations of civil liberties, where we have students who had achieved a real accolade to be a National Merit Scholar, and they weren't told. They weren't told because they didn't want to make the other students feel bad.
Seems equity is the rule now from coast to coast. Youngkin saying his attorney general will pursue this, but will anyone be fired, really fired, as in shit-canned without severance or car allowance benefits and pension? Probably not. There's no denying the Marxists are really, really good at manipulating vocabulary to appeal to morons. And this justice suffix, it's a real masterstroke. Who doesn't want justice? But as Mies van der Rohe said, God is in the details. And as we see again and again, Marxist filth does not like details, just broad strokes and platitudes and feelings and rally cries, meaningless tidbits for small minds, minds so eager to be led they can't even form a question. In school, a lot of my commie professors, who are all assholes by the way, they would soft-pedal Marxism by claiming that third-world nations were not ready for capitalism. So communism was a great interstitial system. And all around me in that classroom, unquestioning heads would nod agreement. Here was some credentialed dick who'd never done an honest day's work in his meaningless life pontificating about people living in parts of the world he'd never visited. The arrogance and condescension was insufferable. He was just so sure he was so much smarter than they were. He knew what they were ready for. He knew what was best. He knew nothing. Hey, thanks for hanging with me once again. And sorry about the delay in this episode. The blame lies with my Dell computer, and I urge you, if you're shopping, buy another brand. Dell sucks. Stop by the show page at thatlarryshow.com for hundreds more episodes and additional content and commentary. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so you never miss one. If you like what you just heard and want to help me continue to fight commies and call out Marxist filth, then click the Patreon or PayPal button and make a pledge. If U.S. mail is your preference, there's also a P.O. Box address. Follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. Just plug That Larry Show into the search bar. You'll find us. My friends, it may be a new year, but the same old shit is being dished out by the same shitty people. Let's stop taking their shit and start throwing some back at them. I'll see you next Wednesday, or thereabouts. And until that time, take no shit.